Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me again today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation 18, looking at the fall of Babylon. We've looked at the first, eight verses, I think, something like that. And remember what happened. John saw an angel come in, and the angel was powerful and had been given great authority and illumined all the earth with his glory. And the angel cried out that fallen, fallen, Babylon the Great, that she had become a dwelling place of demons. Remember that? And that all the nations had drunk of the wine of the passion of her immorality, and that the kings of the earth had committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth had become rich. So you see these three groups, nations, kings, merchants. And then he heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, to where you don't participate in her sins and that you don't receive of her plagues, because her sins had piled up high and that God was remembering her iniquities. And then we saw in verses 6 and 7 that her payback was going to be double. And it literally said, give double back to her double. Give back to her twice as much of her cup of sin that she'd committed, okay? Why? Because she glorified herself. And she declared that she's the queen and that she's not a widow and that that she would never see mourning. Then in verse 8, it said this, for this reason, in one day, her plagues will come, pestilence and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire. For the Lord God who judges her is strong. So the Lord's going to judge her. It's going to come about at a day's time, whether that's literally one 24-hour day, I think highly likely, okay, that pestilence, mourning, and famine will come against her. She, Babylon, will literally be burned up with fire. For the Lord who judges is strong. Now, we press on, verse 9. Listen to this. And the kings of the earth who committed immorality and lived sensuously with her will weep and lament over her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance because of the fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in one hour your judgment has come. So the kings of the earth, the ones who've committed immorality with her, the ones that had lived sensuously, remember what that means, okay? It means luxuriously. They're going to weep over her. They're going to lament over her when they see it. And they're going to be standing at a distance. They're not going to be there with her. They're going to be standing at a distance, seeing the smoke of her burning. And yet they're weeping and they're lamenting over her. Well, it gives us a little insight into their heart and what's happening. Yet, because of the fear of her torment, they're standing off at a distance. And they're crying out, whoa, whoa, the great city, the strong city. In an hour, her judgment has come. Verse 11. And the merchants of the earth, okay, that's another one of these groups, they weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their cargo anymore. Cargoes of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and every kind of citron wood and every article of ivory and every article made from very costly wood and bronze and iron and marble and cinnamon and spice and incense and perfume and frankincense and wine and olive oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and cargoes of horses and chariots and slaves and human lives. The fruit you long for has gone from you. All the things that you thought were luxurious and splendid have passed away from you, and men will no longer find them. That is quite a list, is it not? So you've got the kings of the earth here. You've got the merchants of the earth, and they're weeping and mourning over her, over Babylon, because no one buys their cargo anymore. Yeah, they're weeping over Babylon. They're weeping over whatever this is. We're getting hints of it. Sometimes it looks like this religious system. Sometimes it looks like a city itself. Sometimes, like now, it looks like an economic system. Is it a conflation of all of them? Likely, okay? But can you, I mean, you caught the detail here. Cargoes of all this stuff, I'm not going to reiterate it again, but it's stuff that sometimes, you know, is superfluous things of luxury, gold and silver, that kind of thing. But then there's nice things, you know, cinnamon, spice, and all that. But then there's foundational things, fruit, food, cattle, wheat, flour, oil, wine, things you eat. You and the men will no longer find them. Verse 15, the merchants of these things who became rich from her will stand at a distance, same way, because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city, she who was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great wealth has been laid waste. And every shipmaster and every passenger and sailor and as many as make their living by the sea stood at a distance and were crying out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like the great city? And they threw dust on their head and crying out and weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships at sea became rich by their wealth. For in 1 hour she has been laid waste. So you see the response of the nations. You see the response of the kings. You see the response of the merchants here. They're crying out because they can see all this. They can literally see the smoke of a burning. And they're saying, what great city is like this great city? And yet the greatest of all great cities is collapsed. So what is their response? They're weeping. They're crying out, whoa, whoa. Not crying out from the point of perspective, of repentance. They're crying out because they're losing. They're losing their wealth. They're losing everything they've had. And like it said, that a man will no longer be able to find these splendid, luxurious things. I want to close with this last verse, and we're not even done with the end of with chapter 18 yet. But just listen to this. It's the next verse, verse 20. Rejoice over her. That's speaking of Babylon. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints, and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her. Oh, think on that, folks. We've seen all this stuff that's happened with Babylon. You see the judgment that's coming against her and all the elements that are Babylon, okay? Whether it be city, whether it be religious system, economic system, political system, or a combination thereof. Whatever it is, they have been coming against the body of believers. This will be verified a few verses later at the end of this chapter. And the rejoicing is coming from heaven. And the commandment is rejoice. You rejoice over her. Not woe, woe over Babylon, but rejoice over Babylon, O saints, apostles, prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her. Yeah, remember the ones when the fifth seal were opened under the altar saying, how long, O Lord, how long until you judge? Here we go. Well, again, I'm Dale. We'll press on in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.